Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth sent me an email. She thinks she has found who I might have been in a past life. Gwyneth?
Yes, I think that I have found you, because this fellow, his name was called John Parker, okay? And John Parker was a veteran of the French and Indian Wars, which was a set of wars that, you know, were engaged in the years just prior to the American Revolution. In the War of Independence. And John Parker lived in a particular little town called Lexington. And he was somebody who for many years prior to, you know, the events that happened in Lexington, he, in Massachusetts, he tried to get people to see that the Redcoats were a threat. And people wouldn't believe it. People would not believe him. And but anyway, he ended up being the leader of the local militia because he had a bit of military experience, that he was actually a war veteran. And so what happened in 1775, there were redcoat regiments doing exercises in the countryside surrounding Lexington, and he was getting conflicting reports. But he was becoming increasingly worried, and, you know, on a particular morning, he, you know, he got news that the redcoats were coming, that they were going to march through the town, that they were going to invade. And so he got his little militia together, of about 80 men, and they stood on the road, and they faced the redcoats down. And apparently he had given orders to his men not to fire first. The redcoats also claimed that they had given orders to men, their men, not to fire first. Who knows the truth? Who knows what happened? Somebody fired a shot, and that shot was heard around the world. That's the famous shot that was heard around the world. And the commander of the Republican militia on that day was John Parker. And at the time, he was not a well man. He was coughing up blood on a daily basis. He could barely talk. And yet he was commanding these men because he was the only one with the capability to do so. And he was a farmer, and he was a mechanic, which means he was an engineer and fixer of machinery. And, you know, he was somebody who could turn his hand to just about anything, but his greatest burning desire was to see his country free. And 5 months after the Battle of Lexington and Concord, he died feeling that his whole life had been a complete failure. And I read that, And I said, my gosh, I have actually found Vincent Finelli, because that is your farmer. And that is the trajectory that you were telling me about of your past life memories. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. And I said before I got this information from you, I said that publicly several times on the air that I feel like I've been an absolute, total, abject failure in getting people ready. And I still feel that way. You know, there might be a few, but, you know, I'll tell you what. We'll open up the phone lines right now, 866-582-9933. If you have paid attention in class, if you have taken serious, sufficient steps to prepare your family, and you are significantly better off than you would have been without listening to USA Prepares, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you. 866-582-9933. The reason that I have given up on the expos is because I think I've been wasting everybody's time. Everybody says, at the moment, everybody says, this is awesome, this is great, never been to anything like this. This is really great. But how many people have actually taken steps to prepare? I've heard it said that, you know, I'm interested in preparing, but, you know, I really don't want to alter my lifestyle. I kind of like it the way it is. Kind of like doing what I do, you know, I'll pay attention somewhat, but I'm not really totally committed. Yeah, I've heard people talk about the school system and how the public training camp is not what parents think it is. Parents think their children are getting a great education because their neighbors go to school. Their neighbors' neighbors go to school. Everybody does it. Must be the right thing to do. And we're turning out more homos than ever before. But yet people still send their children to the public training camp. Cell phones. Most people have cell phones. I'm the only guy I know who doesn't have one. The only guy. And when people say to me, okay, let me have your cell number. And I go, I don't have one. They stop. It's like, really? It's legal to not have one? Are you violating a law by not having a cell phone? So, just about everybody I know has a cell phone. And I understand some of the reasons. Gwyneth, you have a bona fide reason. Norm Shealy, when he travels, bona fide reason. But you can't call Norm Shealy on a cell phone because he doesn't have it with him. Only when he travels. I can understand that. I can understand them fleecing you for $100 for a landline, which is flaky to begin with and where you are. I can understand that. But people are... California, just look at California right now. People are furious because the electricity is down. And the power company is saying, you know what? Y'all have lost a lot of food, so we're thinking about giving you a $100 credit. Thinking about giving you a $100 credit. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you this. If everything in your freezer and refrigerator goes bad, it's not $100. It's way more than $100. Way more. And they're thinking about $100 per family. Or a household, if you will. $250 for a business. Really? Because they shut the power off. Why? Because they didn't maintain the grid. They didn't maintain it. You know, if I were planting power poles in an area that I thought could catch on fire, I would plant fireproof power poles, like metal ones, not wood ones.
Concrete.
That's what I would do. Yep.
Concrete.
If I were providing electricity to homes where there could be fires, I would plant that underground. As a matter of fact, and I don't say things that I would not do. class, the electricity from the grid, once it is our property, the first thing it does is goes underground for 1,300 feet. Why is it underground? Because we had a trench dug. We paid for that. We paid for the conduit. Because the power company said, I'll tell you what, it costs the same amount to put power poles on your property to bring electricity to your house as it does to go underground if you pay for the trench and if you pay for the conduit that we put the wires in. So ours is underground. When we lived in Virginia, we built a home on the farm underground. It was over $5,000 to put underground in Virginia. Here it was maybe $2,000. But when you come to our house, the first thing you don't see is power lines. You don't see them because we don't have them.
Well, that's good. I'll tell you what, Vincent, something else that I read and I noticed about John Parker, going back to John Parker, because
it's
really, really important. John Parker had a friend and a man that he managed to recruit. One man, actually a number of men, okay? And he assigned to these men quite an important job, which was the job of being riders or runners. And that was that they would have to look out and they would have to look for the redcoats coming. And then they would make signals and tell the people through their signals what direction that the redcoats were coming from. And as a last resort, they would either run down the road or they would ride their horse down the road, and they would give advance notice that the redcoat troops were marching down the road. And one of these men was a fellow by the name of Paul Revere. And Paul Revere did his job in an outstanding manner, and he is remembered to this day of being the great hero of the Battle of Lexington and Concord. Nobody remembers John Parker except for the U.S. Army Reserve, who have his image on their official seal. And the people of Boston, Massachusetts, and the who have made a sculpture, and they call that sculpture of bronze in a public park in Boston, and they call that sculpture John Parker. Initially it was called the Minuteman, but later on they changed its name, and they said, no, we say now that that is John Parker. So he is not forgotten. He is actually very, very much remembered. And he was the real hero because in that whole district, he was the one who actually did manage to organize a militia. And it wasn't a terribly huge militia in Lexington. It was about 80 men. And on that day and on that battle, they were decimated, literally. Eight out of those 80 men paid for, you know, their involvement with their lives. They were killed by the redcoats. But the redcoats were coming for their guns. And John Parker had the sense to realize that if they came for their guns, that they would have nothing, that they would be enslaved, and that it would probably go very, very badly from then on in.
We'll be right.
Rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the President has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Talking about the shot heard around the world. Here's a little piece of information that I found, Gwyneth, during the break. It says that the actual battle began at sunrise on April 19th, 1775. The British were challenged by a group of 77 militiamen under Captain John Parker's command. That is when Captain John Parker said a very famous quote. He said, "Stand your ground. Don't fire unless fired upon. But if they mean to have a war, let it begin here." One shot is heard. Eight militiamen die. The other militiamen run away. The person that that shot the gun is still a mystery, and that's why that is why it's called the shot heard round the world. That's what it says on the internet. What I read was a quote. And here's something that I'd like to share with you. So we were at an expo. We were setting up on Friday. This was our last expo in Lebanon, Missouri, several years ago. And so the exhibitors, the vendors, the speakers, everybody's setting up. And the police came in. And I got informed that the cops came in the back door. And I said, okay, I'll take care of it. So I went over to these guys, and they were talking to some of the exhibitors. And I said, hey, guys, what's up? And they just were just looking around. And I said, all right. Well, I just want to let you know that tonight we're going to have a dinner. And we are consecrating the entire venue, the entire property, as sacred Native American ground. He looked at me and I said, there's a treaty with the Native Americans and the governments. And that says that when we do this, you can't be here on duty and in uniform. They puffed out their chest. And they indicated to me they're the cops and they can do whatever they want. So we went face to face, kind of like you did. Yeah, we went. It was just me. Just me against the cops. I was outnumbered. And when it was all over, the exhibitors that they were talking to said to me, wow, you don't back down. I said, no, I don't back down. And that's standing your ground. And they were shocked. But not as shocked as I was that they left me all alone to fight the battle. Nobody came to my assistance. Nobody. Not USA Prepares instructors, not broadcasters, not exhibitors, nobody. Now, that is, to me, just like what I read when I said, one shot is heard, eight militiamen die, and the other militiamen run away. The other militiamen run away. That's what it's like to me. I was stunned by how weak everybody was. Everybody. Most people saw that discussion, we'll call it a discussion, that I had with the cops. They knew from the body language this was not a good thing. They knew that the cops were taller, larger, heavier, and more of them than me. And the only thing I can think of is what a bunch of pansies everybody was. Not the cops. Nobody came to. Nobody came to my assistance. And when you talked about Captain John Parker, I was thinking, man, that must have been what it was like. What a bunch of pansies that ran away.
Amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You were remembered. And ultimately, work was not in vain in that day. And it's not in vain today either.
We'll be right back with...
for you to remember, Vincent.
We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's economy growing more than expected in the third quarter. The Commerce Department reporting that GDP grew at an annualized rate of 1.9% from July through September. That's down slightly from the second quarter, but stronger than what economists had predicted. Some new questions being raised about the death of Jeffrey Epstein. A forensic pathologist claims that injuries that killed the convicted sex offender and multimillionaire are more consistent with strangulation than with suicide.
Dr. Michael Bodden saying.
There were findings that were unusual for suicidal hanging and more consistent with ligature, homicidal strangulation.
Bodden spoke on Fox. Authorities have said that Epstein died of strangulation after hanging himself in his prison cell. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, you've got your
take. My, when you go to the
for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, I have an apology to make to David in Illinois, Mike in Colorado, and Jimmy in Virginia. Let me say it very quickly. I lost the internet connection, and my call screen showed nobody on the line, and all three of you were holding and waiting, and David about a half an hour, and Mike 22 minutes, and Jimmy 15. I'm very sorry. Normally, you know, that screen shows me exactly what's happening, but it locked when the internet went down, and it looked to me like no one had called. Normally, I will put someone on within a minute or so. So, David, your first mic next, and Jimmy, here will be heard. David, welcome.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought I got you mad or something. Anyway.
Oh, no. I didn't know you were here.
Okay, yeah.
No.
One statement I was going to tell you about real quick, but I wanted to comment on these fires real quick. Now, when I got my ID, finally, I wear an eye patch. I know you mentioned at one point you were thinking about it. I was assuming they would force me to remove it, but they actually didn't. I was shocked, kind of surprised, because I do have a – they left me with a pretty unsightly situation left there, so I wear a patch. But that was just that real quick. Those fires in California, last year they were bad. People demanded the electric company do something about it, take responsibility. So this year, granted, what they're doing is ridiculous, turning power off. But that's not really where I've been watching the comments and reading comments of all these shows of the people in California, not all of them, a lot of them on there, and they're all willing, they're making comments like, hey, fires are the norm here. Turn on the electricity. We'll deal with the fires. That's the way of life here. It's amazing. They're not wanting to demand that the infrastructure be dealt with because it's been lacking. They lacked it, and they gave all that money away to all these illegals and everything else, and they wasted the money. They were given resources to upgrade that equipment. They just didn't. But the people aren't demanding that. They're willing to have their cell phones and their everything, and they're willing to, a lot of them that I see, they're flooded all over YouTube with their comments. They're willing to accept the fires. I mean, that's just kind of crazy.
I had this discussion with Joey last night, and I said, Joe, the problem that we have, those of us at USA Prepares who get it, the problem is that we are surrounded by the GDP, and there's so many of them that are willing to accept it. We can't get the message out. We can't be heard. And them walking around with their flip-flops, careless, reckless behavior, there's so many of them. They are the norm. We are the oddity now. Not that we're not right. We are right, and they are nuts, but there's so many of them. That's the problem. You're absolutely correct.
Yep. I'll get off here real quick and let everybody else talk to you. Right?
David, thank you so much.
I just wanted to make a comment about what David said. I sent an email earlier to you, Vincent, and I will post this video on my Facebook page about grapes. I don't know if you received the video about grapes in a microwave oven. But I managed to do some calculations, and I worked out that the 5G radiation, if you put a grape, two grapes in a microwave oven and you turn the microwave oven on, those grapes will seethe with ethereal-looking plasma. Okay? And it has to do with the fact that the wavelength in the microwave oven is resonant with the size of the grape, and the radiation gets into the grape and it bounces around on the inside of the grape, okay, until it creates a ball of fire, a ball of plasma inside the grape, which will shoot up. If you cut that grape and put the cut open grape into the microwave, that plasma will shoot up out of the grape into the microwave. And I did some calculations, because I am also a scientist as well. I'm an environmental scientist. And if you got the wavelength of the 5G radiation, now the wavelength of microwave radiation is about 12 centimeters, if my memory serves me correctly.
It's about an inch. It's about an inch.
About 12 millimeters.
5G is 1 millimeter, okay?
1.2 millimeters, or thereabouts, okay? So if you scale that 1 inch down to 1.2 millimeter, okay, you get a half wave of 5G radiation hitting your cells and bouncing around inside your cells, just like that microwave radiation goes inside the grape and bounces around inside the grape. This is what's been burning people when they've been standing on their feet. And, you know, what are you going to put up with? Because at the level where you say enough is the level where they will stop. We have to say enough is enough. way of building Auschwitz crematoriums in public every 100 feet. These things have the power to fry people in their shoes, for crying out loud, when they're standing, so that they become a pile of dust.
And what in the body is the size of a grape? Oh, I guess that would be your eyes. Mike in Colorado, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth Isaacs and me.
Well, thank you, Vincent. Hi, Gwyneth. I wanted to call in and tell you, you do make a difference in people's lives. I've listened for a long time. I don't think I've ever called you. I've talked to you before on John's show, but yesterday I ordered two Bofang UV5R dual-band two-way radios, and about a month ago I went and searched out a Popular Mechanics how-to encyclopedia set, and I found a complete one from 1978. I bought it for $5. Virtually unopened.
Wow.
Some of the bindings haven't even been broken.
Wow.
I've got one in the kitchen. I paid a little bit more than that, but that's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. How many volumes do you have?
All of them, A through Y and Z. It's complete.
Excellent. Excellent.
And there's like 14 of them.
Well, I'm grinning from ear to ear because I had no idea, and it looked like we were just wasting everybody's time. But I'm so glad that you've taken action. I really am.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to call you. I've been prepping seeds and water and food, and I'm in the suburbs of Denver, and so it's crowded, mm-hmm. and I've got escape plans and different things like that. But the way that you view the world and your frugality about, you're a true conservative, and there are very few out there. So, and I am too, and I take that to heart. So I sure hope that you understand that you probably affect a lot more people that are willing to take the time to call in and tell you.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike, in Colorado. I really do. Don't be a stranger. We'd love to hear from you more and more and more, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Jimmy in Virginia, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth and me.
Good day, Vince and Gwyneth. I just also called in as your last caller expressed himself to say that you do make a difference. And in the past, I've been in the same situation that you've been in with dealing with the public sector and having people leave you standing there by yourself at the end when it comes right down to it. They don't want to have any skin in the game. And I would say that you're experiencing what I call the ultimate betrayal, and it's hard to deal with, but you got to keep going. And your broadcast has given me inspiration to improve what I've already prepared for. And just like the last caller said yesterday, I ordered four of the Bofang radios, and I already have a base station, and I'm pursuing to get my technician license.
I am so delighted to hear this. I really am. You know, what I do, let me just sort of be clear on this. Class, I don't get paid. I'm a volunteer. And all of USA Prepares instructors are volunteers. The callers are volunteers. We all volunteer our time. And what we do, I think, that's different from all other broadcasts that I've ever heard, especially the mainstream, the dinosaur media, is we talk about what has happened to us. And the reason we talk about it, not to brag that these weird things have happened to us, but to show our broadcast classroom worldwide that they are not alone in having these experiences. They are not alone. And so we are exposing what is happening all around us by saying, this is happening to us. And other people are coming out saying, wow, I thought it was just me. Like the dishwasher that has a failure, and you go, geez, huh, I wonder what happened. And you call the manufacturer, and they go, huh, well, you're the only one. You're not the only one. We know that for a fact. They have these failure points, and they're common. If you go to Scotty Kilmer's YouTube channel, talking about automobiles, he hates BMWs. The things that he says, the plastic parts, we replace them over and over and over again. They fail. Because they're designed to fail. And if you go to Rock Auto and you look at buying these replacement parts for the cooling system or all kinds of BMW parts, you'll find some of them are in bold letters. Those are the common failure ones. Those are the ones that most people want to buy. And you'll see that you are not alone. It's just the way it is. We have been lied to. We've been cheated. Companies offer warranties that they don't honor. It's awful. And that's what we try to share so you can see that it's not just you. It's many of us that this is happening to. So I'm glad you got your Bofang radios. I think you're going to love them. And if you hit the wrong button, it's going to speak to you in Chinese. I'm serious. And if that... And if that happens to you, just go on the internet if it's up and running and look for how to reset or change Bofang radios from Chinese to English. And there's a series of buttons that you push that you'll never find if you don't go to the internet.
Yes, sir.
And it will happen to you. It will happen to you. So go look up that radio, go to some of the forums, and spend a little bit of time there so you can live with these things. They are truly outstanding. And in an emergency, you've got a ham rig in your hand for $20.
That's great. I really do appreciate the one you recommended. And if I may add a comment before I hang up.
Sure.
I would say, metaphorically and symbolically, Paul Revere has already rode through our country again on the alert to everybody, and we have no time to waste to prepare, and people need to take it more seriously than ever.
I'm in total agreement, and just to put an exclamation point on it, we've been talking about California. If you want to see how bad it can be, you know, a fire, whether it's arson, whether it's 5G, whether it's sparking electric wires, whether it's overheating electric wires because power lines are cooled by the surrounding air, regardless of what it is, we are all potentially victims of fires. And you need to have a plan, and you need to make sure you have what you need before you need it. And that's all preparedness is having what you need before you need it. And you're going to need it because you can't depend on anybody, even those people you think are your friends. Jimmy, would you like to hold or not? Your call.
It's up to you. Give me a call if you got my number. Sometimes I have a defensive background in fire, violent
Most
fire.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it.
try.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, it was kind of nice, class, hearing from some of our students that they actually are taking action. That was really, really delightful. I want to thank them for calling in. I want to mention the Bofang Radio. I just went to eBay, and you can buy a 12-volt car charger radio battery eliminator. So what this is it looks like the shape of the battery pack for a Bofang radio, and it has a cigarette lighter adapter. Now, I have not bought this one, but I'm thinking that if you want to have one of these radios in your car and use your car 12-volt battery, you can buy them shipped for $2.75 on eBay. $2.75. So it's got a coiled cord, a cigarette lighter plug, looks like a battery pack on a short cord, and looks like a pretty good way to go. I also see something called a BF-T1 accessory. It's a USB programming cable and CD, mini CD, for programming your Bofang radio. I have not bought this one, but if you'd like to get one of those, $2.86 shipped on eBay right now. So I thought I'd share that. Gwyneth, any other comments you'd like to share in the last couple of minutes?
Yes. Something I didn't get time to tell you about earlier, but I will say it now. Just this last day or two, I've actually managed to upload my second book to Amazon, which is the prequel to The Lover of the Pirate King. And the name of the book, it's still in Amazon's review process at the moment. It should be uploaded in the next day or two and on sale on Amazon. And the name of the book is called The Wicked Lady and the Highwayman. And I won't give away too much, okay, because I know a lot of people out there really, really hate spoilers. But basically it has a reasonable amount to do with what we were talking about today. In this book, let's just say that it's during the English Civil War, and the Redcoats are coming. And, there's a particular young lady who manages to organize some type of resistance to the oncoming Redcoats. And there is a, you know, in my past life, I was Lady Catherine Ferrers, okay? And my husband, Archie, was Ralph Chaplin. And I was able to, you know, I was able to sort of have a look and see a bit about what her life might have been like. And I put that into the book, but it's about, you know, the Redcoats basically want to come in and destroy her area and what she decides that she's going to do about it. So that's going to be uploaded. It's fiction. It's a novel. It's, you know, it's just a jolly good read, and it's a love story. But I have to say, it would have an R18 plus advisory on it. There is, you know, sex scenes, there's violence, there's bad language, but it's all in context because that is how life would have been. And that's why I write these books the way I do. It's because that's how life was. Life was not pleasant for myself and the people around me, and much of the time it was fairly violent and gory. And, you know, but it's, you know, that's just how things were. But it is a jolly good read. I think I actually sent you a PDF copy of the book. I don't know if you've received that.
Yeah. Yes, I have. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
I don't know if you've had a chance to have a look at it yet, but the feedback that I'm getting from my from people is that I am an outstanding writer. You know, it's something that I've always done. And, you know, it's sort of like, I think that it's a gift that I ought to, it's a talent that I ought not bury. And, you know, I'm doing this believing that somehow it's not going to be a waste of time. But ultimately, it's like you and your John Parker past life and your Vincent Zanelli present life. Now, we do the things that we do not to make $1 million, but because it's the right thing to do. Does that make sense, Vincent?
That's exactly why we do what we do. And I mentioned that there was a TV scene where a person said, yeah, you know, I took the money to sell out my friend, and I was paid money to do it. Of course I did it. I would never do that. There's no amount of money, no amount that would encourage me to sell out a friend or a family member. It wouldn't happen. No amount of money. There are morals, there are ethics, and there are values that cannot be compromised in our world. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us. Honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. See you next week, Gwyneth.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.